So we're up to, in Hilchos Tzitzis, we're up to chapter 15, and we are doing, we are doing section 6, we're doing. All right, so now we're saying like this, that what happens, you have tzitzit in one garment, and you want to take the corner as is with the tzitzit that are in there, and you want to sew it into another garment. You're not allowed to take the corner as it is with its tzitzit that are hanging it, and then sew it onto another garment. You don't want to bother untying and tying again. You just want to take this corner, sew up to another corner. So he says, you can't do it so. Even not just taking the corner, let's say you take a big chunk of this garment together with the corner, around the corner, and you sew it together with the corner, together with the corner with the tzitzis hanging in there, and you sew it onto another garment. Let's say the other garment has three corners, and now you're making it into a fourth corner, and you're attaching it with this tzitzis. Also, lasis cane. It's prohibited to do so. We must cane if it did so. So then these tzitzis shehuva mebeged achar that comes from another garment, so they would be disqualified. These tzitzis are no good. The reason is shenemar, because when it says in the verse, it says va'osulam tzitzis al kamfi vigdeim. You shall make the tzitzis, the verse states, on the corners of your garments, which means shabeis asis at tzitzis al konof. That when you're making the tzitzis into the corner, tzorich shi'a konof mechuper liker abeged. Then that corner needs to be attached to the main garment. When you're making the tzitzis, that corner needs to be attached to the main garment. And then these tzitzit that are placed in the garment will exempt that garment and say, we can wear that garment now. But these tzitzis that was brought from another garment, because you just cut it off as is. At the time that you made it into the corner, when you made the tzitzit into that garment, at that point, that corner was not attached to the garment yet. At the time when you originally put in the tzitzit into that corner that you're cutting off now, at that time, that corner was not attached to the garment that you're putting it onto now. Then it does not exempt that garment until he unties it from the corner. And then you go and re-put it, you have to untie it and put it in la'achar shi'akonof mechubel le'begetze, after that corner is already attached to this garment. You can't have it placed in the corner before having that corner in the beget, because the Torah says you should put it on the corner of your garment. It has to be a corner of the garment, and not to be made a corner of a garment later on after the tzitzis were put in. You have to put in the tzitzis when it's a corner of the garment. In this case, it wasn't the corner of that garment. You actually made it later on. Somebody says that it's only, but that would only apply by medvarim amurim. This is only true kishein b'chatichas ahu shebeim begedachas shivtalus shechayevus betzitzis shizbaris mitzayin. If that piece that you're cutting off from the original talus is not large enough to qualify as a talus by itself, as we learned earlier, and we'll learn later in this section, tezayin, the minimum amount of the size of the garment of the talit in order for it to be required to have tzitzit. So then, if that piece that he's bringing from the other garment does not have, avalim yesh bo shir talis shechayeves betzitzis, but if there is a amount, in other words, that piece that you're cutting off has the amount that is obligated with tzitzis, then you don't need to untie the tzitzit. Kshet fenan bebeged achar, once you sew it another garment, sheyesh boy kvar gimul tzitzis tluim, that already has three tzitzis hanging in there, and you're bringing it in there, it's okay. Why? Because sharei b'shas asiyas tzitzis hayekanof b'chuber leiker abeged. Because at the time that he made the tzitzis, this corner in which the tzitzis go in was attached to the majority, because there was a big piece over there that you're cutting off. So the main garment was there. This piece, it was a part of that garment, because this is a big enough garment. Because it has the amount of a talis. That's called the main garment because it's a large enough size. And it goes without saying, if he doesn't want to sew up that piece, he doesn't want to sew it to another garment, that he wants to use it alone, that he doesn't have to put in, undo the first tzitzis, but he can add three more tzitzis and wrap himself. So what happens, let's say somebody has a large talis, and he wants to take it, cut off a real big piece of it. So now he's going to have four corners. But this corner, so basically he's cutting away some of the talis, but now he has another three corners. He doesn't have to undo these tzitzit, because this is the corner, because right now this is a corner of the garment. It is a garment. The same thing is if you take that big piece and you sew it up to another garment, that's also okay, because it's still considered a corner of the garment. Because as long as the piece is large enough that it qualifies as a garment for tzitzit, so then this is its tzitzit that are made on a corner of a garment, because it remains. So when you attach that to another garment, that's still okay. It's still called a corner of a garment. The only time that it doesn't work, it won't work, if it is not a long enough shear, so it's no longer a corner of a garment. So now you're making a corner, then you got to put in the tzitzis anew. But in that case, that would be okay.